Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Ross, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I hope we bring a little bit of break of from all the zaniness, or maybe just replace it with some other zaniness into your homes this evening, or whenever you're listening to the podcast. I hope everybody's continuing to stay safe, and you and yours are all doing well. Very, very cool. I'm very excited about tonight's show because we have a fantastic guest, a fantastic performer, singer-songwriter. She is so cool. And when I got the press kit, ladies and gentlemen, I got the press kit from her press people, and the genre, of course, said dark pop and R&B. And I said to myself, well, I got to listen to this because that's right up my alley, for those who know me. I love it, all that darkness, so to speak. No, and it's fantastic. I was just blown away by it. But without further ado, let's welcome Miss M. Maggie. M, how are you?
Hello. I'm fantastic. How are you on this beautiful day?
I'm doing great. I'm down in South Florida. You're out west, right? West Coast?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles.
Nice. Are you all safe and secured and situated and all of that?
Oh, yes. I feel fantastic. I've been making music. I've been in the studio. I've been just focusing on music and rehearsals. And, a lot of things are kind of up in the air as far as, like, the tour goes and everything. But definitely
right.
Coming up with some creative ideas as to how to get the music out to people and in a new way. So it's been fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. And I think, all of us in the creative field, I said this last night, take this opportunity, man. You got time to do it now, Hours to film.
Yeah.
I do that anyway. I don't know if you're that type of creative person. For me, it's so weird because people look at my website, and I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the music business. I paint pictures of people for a living.
I saw that.
They'll look and they'll say, yeah. And they'll say, hey, I was looking at your website. You painted a lot in 2000. I'm like, yeah, I had a lot of stuff going on. I throw myself into work whenever I'm stressed I get a lot more done. It's just kind of how one of my coping mechanisms. Are you that way, or you just work all the time anyway, regardless?
I just work all the time. I don't do anything besides music. So it's like, I except for cook, like I'll cook amazing meals, but mostly I'm in the studio, I'm at rehearsal, I'm writing, I'm growing, I'm building my business. And I think that's just like a lifestyle of mine. It's definitely like during this time and this type of weather, and it's like it's easier to kind of focus in on it, but it also it's like we have to come up with creative ideas to just spread the music. So I think that's fun as well. It's like I love doing something different and new, and
well, it's awesome. It's fantastic. Now, your music's been, I've got my, on my notes here, I didn't realize this when I was just checking them out and whatnot. Your music's been all over the place, girl. I mean, you've got stuff on, like, some big shows and everything. That's amazing, That's
We've had such a great response from it. I mean, it started with, like, World of Dance and So You Think You Can Dance, and obviously MTV and CW have placed us a couple of times. And recently we just got this huge campaign with NYX Cosmetics, and it just hit like 1.5 billion views. So Wow. It's pretty incredible to see the response from people. Yeah, like when you think of a billion, it's like, whoa, that's
yeah,
wild.
With a B,
but,
ladies and gentlemen. Not an M, a B.
Yeah.
Billion.
Yes, a
whoa.
Billion. So that feels really good to know that people are responding well and love it and are listening over and over again. And that's not even just the U.S., that's worldwide. So it's as an artist, like that's all we could ask for.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's amazing. That is so cool. My wife is like wicked into cosmetic. She manages an Ulta, and so I tell people it's a guest room, and then unless they're fancy people, then I tell them it's a library, but really it's a room with the closet that is full floor to ceiling of cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of makeup. She is a makeup, not only makeup too, but she's just one of those gals, you know, that, I don't know, when she met me, she was horrified. I used to wash my face with a lot of soap, and she's like, what are you doing? You got these moisturizers.
Can't do that.
Yeah, she's into all that. Man. She's into it. But she'll be excited. I'll tell her, you know, about you with the NYX and everything. That's
yeah, NYX, NYX Cosmetics.
Oh, yeah, that's the cool brand, man. Very, yeah. Very cool. Now, let me ask you this. Were you, I know you work and you mentioned, you know, you're always working and whatnot. Were you always that way, you know, growing up and stuff? Were you just always very determined and motivated? Because it's very inspiring, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I always, like, even when I was, like, in high school and stuff, like, I wanted to get these jobs like working as an assistant or an intern. Like I wanted to work for radio or for films or music videos or kind of anything to get me in that field of entertainment. So it wasn't like I was sticking just to music or just to acting or anything like that. Like it was everything. I just wanted to get my hands dirty and be a part of it and grow because I knew that you had to start somewhere. So I've always kind of
right.
been like that. My parents were very much like, you have to stick to it and do it and finish it and, you know what you're doing and learn everything about it. And so, I'm really glad that my parents like kept me in certain instruments, like, and kept me just like creating constantly. And, they always
awesome.
Supported my creative ventures. So that's also like, you know, a plus because not everyone has that much support, to go into the arts, but
when you're a kid, especially, it's very easy if you were like me, and I'm not saying I'm the barometer for normalcy, but you know, sometimes kids it's hard because you know little Mary or Johnny will say, I don't want to play the violin or whatever, you know, that I want to be a doctor,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, and then they start doing it and it's work, and they say, no,
yeah.
I want to do this instead, you know, I mean that's just not normal. But it's so good that you, because I think what your parents did, you know, you got good at whatever it was you were doing, and it gave you that work ethic. And that's what success, I'm telling you, yeah, I've met a lot of successful people, and I kind of pick their brain, you know, kind of try to learn from people you want to learn from. And all of them, they're like, you got to work. None of this
I mean,
happen,
I think it's,
you know.
You have to get obsessed with what you love and you have to like kind of not see anything else and go into this tunnel vision state. And I think people kind of get distracted by everything around them or they get distracted about like that fear of missing out thing. But really it's like when you're on the top, everyone's going to be like asking you, you know, asking you what's up and
right.
trying to connect with you. And it's like, no, I've been doing this for a long time, even though it says that I was a hit overnight. Like I've been working for years on this and
tell.
So I think you just kind of have to be obsessed with what you love and do it and be, you know, be willing to sacrifice a lot of other things to get to where you want to go.
And now folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
It's normal to feel nervous about the coronavirus, but there are some things that you can do to stop the spread and keep you and your family safe.
Cover your cough and sneeze with a tissue. Avoid touching your face. Wash your hands regularly and for at least 20 seconds. Disinfect objects and surfaces with household cleaning sprays or wipes.
The CDC recommends that face masks only be used for those who are showing symptoms to stop the spread of the disease.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrate, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's awesome. You know, Em, it's very inspiring. And the cool thing is, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners, and I'm sure there's some out there, you know, some little guy, some little gal out there, and they want to be where you are at. And they want to be doing what you're doing. And it's, your advice is spot on, man. It's time to get passionate about it. Visualize.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
It has to be your entire life. Like, you have to be willing to die for it. And I don't mean like die as a human being, but like you have to be willing to like drop everything else and kind of just be in that zone.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And it's very true. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you see people motivated people and they do that, you know, they do that. And it sucks sometimes. Like, I got to tell you, I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, man, I don't feel like I'm doing it today. But now I know M, and
yeah.
I'll be like, well, M's out there doing it, so I better get to work, you know. And then there's a lot of people I know. Like, I have that thought, you know. I'm like, well, you know, I got to do it. Got to do it.
Well,
my
director always tells me is like, when you get to that point where you don't want to do it, that's like the best moment where you got to push through it, because that's like when you're working
right.
out and it's really painful. You have to go into muscle failure in order to gain that muscle and to go to the next level of strength. And so being at that point where you don't want to do it, that's like the perfect moment. 'Cause you're like, okay, I've been doing something because I'm exhausted and tired and I don't want to go any further. But when you take those steps in that very sensitive area, that's when you're actually going to be doing the work.
That's amazing. That is the best advice ever. Best advice ever. I love it. I love it. Well, a couple, let me ask you this. Now, speaking of working out, I mean, and I'm not saying this in a creepy way, trying not to be creepy at least. You look amazing and whatnot, you know, and it's part of your job. You're a performer. You kind of have to, you know. Do you have a big workout routine
Thank you.
That you normally do and eat healthy and all that?
I mean, I eat a very specific diet for my voice and, and yeah, like it's very, difficult at times cause I want to be able to be with everyone else and to enjoy certain things. But, I've just had to learn a lot about food and what it does in the body and just, what certain things do for me mentally and emotionally and kind of stay away from other things. But yeah,
That's
I mean,
awesome.
I don't work out as much, but I do things to stay fit. Like I'm not in the gym every day, but I am very physical in my work. I mean, I'm in rehearsals, dancing and moving around and doing, you know, choreography over and over and over and over again for hours. So that's a workout in itself.
I can only imagine. I can only. Another thing I really like from your press photos and things I've seen about you online and whatnot, you're very bashful. It seems like you that
Thank
is a,
you.
A part of you. You know, there's something you have a big interest in and whatnot. Is that always
Jamie, I'm telling you, I love clothes. Everybody around me knows I love clothes, but. Yeah, I mean, I love dressing up. I love that whole, I love putting on a character. And I think a lot of my photos and my press things are in a character. That was one of the things that drew me to music and music videos was that you could be this whole person. You could be this whole moment in time. And then for the next song, you could be a completely different moment in time. And I love to express that, like with Faded Ripped Jeans in the video we did for that, like, it's a lot of like, there's a lot of intimacy in it. And I don't know. I love putting on a character. I went to acting school in New York. So with, it's a lot of fun to act and to, I don't know, like meet people at that emotional state and connect with people on that level.
God, that's awesome. I'm a clothes person too. I love, I have, it's funny, if you look at my, if somebody were to look at my wardrobe, it's like hanging in the closet, I have two extremes of, I have really super nice, high-end clothes, and then I have my work clothes where, you know, I look like a homeless person, because they're just covered in paint and stuff, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty bad, I love clothes, I always have, I've always been a clothes nut, ever since I was a kid, you know, I was one of those nerd kids. I wouldn't even say a nerd kid. I was a cool kid that, I'd wear ties. It was the 80s, you know, for kids to do that. But I was, I've always been really into clothes. I think when you look good, you feel good. That's just been something I have found in my life, you know. I don't know. And you meet a lot of girls looking sharp, you know.
Yeah.
Something when I was younger, you know, a little trick. There you go, guys. You know.
Definitely. I mean.
That was like bad boys,
I mean.
But, they really like sharp dress bad boys. That's all I'm saying.
So tell me this.
I don't do that. Yet.
How many pairs of faded ripped jeans do you have in your closet?
I have two, but they are the
two
only
pairs?
I do. Yeah, two pairs because they look. Those are my casual going out being cool faded jeans. You know,
hey.
I've got a bunch of work jeans that are terrible, but I would never wear those out. But yeah, those are Those jeans that are specifically, they look worn in, but man, it was they were expensive to have that look. You know, I'll admit it. I'll own it.
Well,
oh man, were you?
I mean, because that's what the. Well, that's just. I mean, I love jeans. Jeans always feel comfortable. You can wear them out anywhere. But the whole concept of the song "Faded Ripped Jeans" is around this idea that there's this pair of jeans that acts as like a relationship, and it's like they're my go-tos, like the thing that I put on always, the thing that's most comfortable, and then
exactly.
It's like, when do you know when it's time to get rid of them? Like, you could just keep them in your closet forever and just like have them as a backup or have them as your everyday, but it's like, when is it time to get rid of that pair of jeans that just like you've had for way too long? and let a new pair in.
Absolutely.
So
and
that's kind of where I got the inspiration.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, as a metaphor, ladies listening, if he doesn't work, that's when it's time to get a new pair of faded jeans. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes you don't want to get rid of them because they're like extra soft because you wore them so much.
That's true.
Like,
that is true.
But it's falling apart.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Let me ask you this. Do you have jeans, you know, of course you're very fashionable and whatnot. Do you have jeans that are worn in, perhaps even have a hole in the knee or whatnot? Were you always a fan of those or not really your thing?
I mean, I have jeans that I've made holes in.
Ah, me too.
Yeah, like I shred mine up a little bit depending, but I have a couple pairs of jeans right now. I've been like wearing the same, like I wear my merchandise. So every day I wear my M shirts and I don't wear jeans to rehearsal. Like I can't wear them to rehearsal. I have wear like sweatpants or track pants or something.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. You know, proper clothes for the proper event and, you know, job. I love it. Very cool. My wife Danny, man, she's like you. She loves clothes and whatnot. She's a big shoe person too. She's got all these shoes, and she's always walking around barefoot. We have thousands of dollars.
That's funny.
She had to have. But she never wears. But she just likes having.
That's funny.
You know, like a collector, I guess. Very cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just saying, I mean, like, if that's what you're into, you gotta find your niche and, you know,
right.
If you want to collect shoes,
absolutely.
That's your thing.
Absolutely. Shoes and purses, that's her big, you know, not surprising. She's a girly girl. But interesting enough, she tells me, I don't know if this is necessarily true or not, but she tells me she was a little bit of a tomboy growing up. So at some point, the stars changed or something, you know. Not that way now.
Switched over.
No, she did. I don't know what happened, but you know, it doesn't matter. But I love her the same either way. Well, that's cool, man. But now the Trax Faded Ripped Jeans, it's out now. We're gonna play it here in a second. That people can pick it up, right, wherever they buy digital music.
Yes, you can.
Nice.
You can pick it up on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, anywhere really.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's play it so people know, you know, what we're talking about. I really like this track a lot. I've been listening to it a lot. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, here now you can hear it too. Check this out. This is one you're going to want to buy. Here it is. This is Faded Ripped Jeans. This is M. Maggie.
Without a plane, you catch waves on me, do you choose me when you please? It's no wonder we're
What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. Em, your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mel? Yeah. I'm telling you. The crazy thing about that track, if you listen to the lyrics a little bit there, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's kind of getting out of a maybe not so great relationship with it. And the music and your voice and everything, the melodies there. I'm telling you, I don't know if this was your intention, Em. That is smooching music right there, baby. You know. Put on some candles, ladies and gentlemen, because, whoa, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
I mean, my intention is just to make you feel and just to make you experience, like, you know, whatever emotion it brings you to, like, we all go through different things in life, and I think that music connects to different people in different ways. So, with the track, like, it just, I want to hear what people are feeling from it. So when you come see it live, like, it's a whole nother experience. You get to experience, you know, me on stage and going through a certain emotional wave as I do, and then you get to go through your own and kind of have that together. So yeah, definitely.
That is so cool. Well, I know,
definitely
the
love
world
to hear
right
your response
now. Yeah, I'm telling, maybe I've just been in this quarantine too long. That's a great track. That is a great track. I dig it. I know the world is kind of zany right now, and everybody's kind of taking a little breath and whatnot, but I predict that this shall pass, and we'll get back to it and whatnot. You had mentioned tour and playing and everything. That'll probably pick up when we know more, I guess, right? So people should – we have links to your website and all your social media and whatnot. I suggest people follow you on that and can probably get more updates to when things will be starting back up and whatnot.
Definitely. I would follow Instagram, follow Twitter mostly, and then obviously it'll be on Facebook as well. But the plan is to do the tour at the end of May into June, and if this continues, like, we can push it more into the fall. But right now we're just kind of come up with some – I've been talking with my team about coming up with some creative ideas of whether we want to do a VR experience, or if we want to do like a live streamed show. And I think that would be fun, because then you could reach it from anywhere and still get the same effect. So I think that would be an awesome thing to do and really fun as well. So.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming Smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form Smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Like I said, folks, we have links on our show page, and these links will follow the show when we convert the show to a podcast and push it out everywhere. The links will be right there as well. And you can get over to M's Instagram and Twitter, all of them, and Facebook.
I suggest you definitely
follow. You post some really cool stuff, man. You're good at this social media, or your team is. I don't know. You probably have somebody doing it, but
we have a lot of fun with it. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. My team and I love to come up with just wild ideas, and like I was talking about, putting on a character and being someone new, because there's so much to be felt in this album, and that every single song has like a different world that it puts you in. And I think that when you look at my Instagram, you can kind of see like, oh, like you're a scientist one day, and then like one day, you know, you're baking and you're in whipped cream, and it's very sexy and provocative, but we just like to have fun, and I like to have fun. Like I'm proud of my body, and I'm very beautiful, and I'm proud with what God has given me to work with, in a sense. So I love just creating and being silly and being adventurous, and
nice.
Just M in general is going to be provocative and bold, and it's just going to be shocking sometimes. And that's kind of what you can also expect from the live show. Like it's sexual, and it's fun, and it's freeing. And I hope that people can be free in their sexuality and be, you know, able to explore without having people, you know, judge them.
Right. Right. Well, I think, you know, and I hope, you know, I want to believe, because that's just the type of person I am. I want to believe that those types of, you know, people with those types of hang-ups and whatnot are that's decreasing. You know, because we're all adults. Can you break? You know, it's a big part of our lives. You know,
yeah.
Hiding it away is not healthy. You know, be who you are, man. Do your thing.
Yeah.
We like to see it. You know.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, very cool, man. Very cool. And the name of the album, so people know and whatnot, if they want to get the whole thing?
Yes, the name of the album is Love, Sex, M. And it's coming. It's expected to come this summer. We're dropping it with the tour, so just keep an eye out for what the tour is, and that's kind of when the album will be coming. But we have another single coming in the next couple months, so I'm really excited to share with everybody. But right now, just listen over and over to Faded Ripped Jeans. Tell me how it makes you feel. Tell me how you love it, and leave me a comment on Instagram or message me and let me know, you know, kind of how it affects you. And yeah, I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a fantastic idea. And it's a great idea, too, as an artist, you know, because you're getting feedback and whatnot, and you can kind of tweak things a little bit if needed. I don't think that's getting tweaked at all. I really think it's fantastic, personally. But, you know, that is very cool. That is very cool. It's I can't wait. I'm very glad to hear that there's another single coming and the album dropping, because for two reasons, I want to hear more of your music. And you know, the second reason is, man, I'm going to be emailing right after the show. We want to get you back on, you know, when that
Of course.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, you know, it's we're kind of looking at the end of the I don't want to keep you too long. I know you're a very busy lady. Yeah, I have a lot going on. But I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show and whatnot. Class is going up around here. Awesome. Very, very cool. Now, last question before I let you go. During all this zaniness or whatever, is there anything in particular you are doing to keep yourself occupied that maybe people would be different, that people wouldn't think you were doing? I don't know. It's just something I was thinking about. Are you doing anything?
I mean, I'm making music. I'm in the studio. I'm staying up late hours and just kind of like having so much fun. That's all I'm trying to do is just have as much fun as possible. And that's just me hanging out with a bunch of artists and just being playful and keeping our energy high. And I think it's just important to be, to not let it kind of sink in a negative way and just stay in high spirits and that's how you kind of overcome anything, is to just have faith and hope and trust in the process. So yeah, that would be my advice.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's great advice. It's fantastic advice. Em, again, thank you so much for taking time. Hey, and I don't know if anybody's told you this today or not, but I will. Doing what you're doing, you are super good at it. You know, we want to hear more. Keep it going.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Well, it's people like you that spread the music. That's really the big help. So thank you so much for sharing me with your fans.
Awesome. Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening and get the numbers from last night's show. We have a whole bunch of new people tuning in and listening, and that's a good thing. We really appreciate that. Be sure to check out our sponsors. You didn't hear any in the live show, but you know, those who listen to the podcast know that that's how we pay for things around here. We definitely run ads, and they are very cool sponsors and advertisers, and they all have deals. So just write those codes down and use them, and save a couple bucks, and use that money that you save to pick up Baby Rip Jeans. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
And just send it to your friends. It's amazing. Very cool. We will see you next Thursday. I'm off tomorrow. I had plans, but things changed. But we didn't schedule anything tomorrow. Tomorrow's a painting day for me all day. But we will be back Saturday. We've got a really cool filmmaker coming on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. She did this. It's a retro film called Why Is This a Sky? And it's set. It's all period in the 60s, mid 60s. So it's all mod and mid century and everything. It's very cool. And it's about stewardesses. Whoa! And it gets a little sexy itself. There, it's very cool. Watch the trailer on my social media website. You'll be like, I forget how to say it. There's a term for Japanese rope bondage, but I can't remember what it is. But it's involved. It's in the movie. So there you go. We will see you Saturday afternoon for the live show, and we'll see you then. Have a great one. Get out. Check out M. Maggie. She is fantastic. Add her social media and whatnot. See you later, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.